Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your day and talking about the new album.
Richmond, thanks for having me.
Yeah. How's it in Scotland? What's the climate like on...
Well, we're currently experiencing one of our 2 weeks of sunshine that we get a year. So it's nice to be able to be outside because it's actually nice weather for once.
Yeah. So have y'all been experiencing quarantine? Have you been doing stay in place with the pandemic?
Yeah, it's been on lockdown for about just over 2 months now, but I think everyone's just bored of it now, just used to it, but they're starting to kind of ease the restrictions a bit. I think we're allowed to congregate in, like, outside in parks and groups of like 8 people or in gardens and stuff now, so it's starting to come out the other end of it, but no sign of any shows happening yet, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. A lot of stuff's getting pushed to 2021. Have y'all been able to practice?
No, I mean, we don't really have anything to practice for, unfortunately. But yeah, we've pretty much been told that anything we were planning is going to be next year now. So
yeah, well, it's disappointing. I'm sorry about it. Yeah, so many people are affected by this, and it's frustrating. You know.
But as what it is, man. It's, everyone's in the same boat. You just have to get on with it. And look forward to the time we can play shows or go to shows at least.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the album. Right off the bat, I really like the mix of this new album that y'all are about to drop, Fracture. And in particular, the bass drum in the mix is relentless.
Good. Yeah, that's what we want, man. We want to punch your ears in, so
yeah,
I'm glad he's doing that.
Yeah, it's really punchy and thick. I really dig it. And listening to it and stuff, and I hear a lot of, you know, different potential influences from all around, and I really dig that as well. It's got a real modern sound to it, And also there's a little bit of, you know, some heavy metal maybe from the late 90s and stuff that's kind of sprinkled in there. I really dig the vocals as well. They kind of remind me of a little bit of Slipknot at times and stuff, but then with y'all's own flair on it and all that. But and then I was reading too that this album's about really about bad relationship or toxic relationships.
It doesn't really have a theme that runs through the whole album. I mean, overall, it's quite a positive album, like lyrically anyway, because it's just kind of based off our own experiences as a band over the last 2 years. Because before that, before the last album era, we were in a pretty kind of bad place. We didn't know if we were going to continue as a band, and things were looking pretty bleak. So I think that album came from quite a dark place, but since we released that album, things have been just getting better and better for us, and there's like huge positivity within the band right now. So I think the lyrics just came from that kind of vibe and how good the vibe has been within the band in the last 2 years. So overall, it's quite a positive album, but each song has its own kind of theme. But yeah, they're all about kind of different things, but overall, a positive album.
That's cool. Yeah, one, it's nice to have something. You know, I mean, a lot of really good albums draw from dark places, you know, and that it somehow creates something within the music that other people, it resonates with other people.
Yeah, I think one thing we didn't want to be concentrating too much on negative aspects and or moaning about how bad we've had it as a band, and that we just want to look to the future and try and focus more on the positive side of things now.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, so what originally, what got you particularly into music, just period?
I think when I was younger, I was always just searching for that other thing. I just, like, never really fit in. I think most people who are into metal now were like this when they were younger. They don't fit into any sort of social groups, and there's always something missing. You don't know what it is. And then I think my gran gave me my first guitar, and from there, it's just when you start getting into heavier bands. And I was growing up at the time that new metal was around, bands like I guess they're not really new metal now, but like Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, that whole kind of era.
Yeah.
So that kind of was like my gateway into heavy music, I guess. And I found bands like Killswitch, and that's when like bands like Shadows Fall, God Forbid, Chimera, Devil Driver, Lamb of God, they were all coming out. So I think I got into metal at a good time. Just when there was a load of exciting bands coming out, and that just kind of really fueled the love for metal, and I guess it just went from there.
Awesome. Yeah, well, and you definitely hear those influences in this new record. You know, you hear a little bit of Devil Driver and some Lamb of God beats, and even a little bit of influence from Linkin Park, you know, and it's cool. It's a really nice kind of, I don't want to call it a mashup. But y'all are putting your own stamp on, you know, this particular genre of music, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I think we try to be quite diverse in our albums. Like, it'd be a nightmare if someone described it as every song sounds the same, because that's what we want to try and avoid. Like, I think we look at what we've got for the album so far and be like, what's missing? What type of song is missing? Is there enough melody? Is there enough fast songs? Is it heavy enough? Like, to try and balance it. Yeah, I think we try and do that with all our albums.
Yeah. Well, I would say that you accomplished that.
Sweet.
So what's the kind of general creative process of the band? How do you all come up with your music?
Usually it starts with an idea. You've almost written a riff for a song in your head before you even pick up a guitar. Definitely draw from inspirations. You'll hear stuff and that give you ideas for other things. I mean, even in like pop music and stuff, just it can be anything. Like, it can give you an idea for something. And usually if you get an idea and you're not near your guitar, you just have to like make a voice note on your phone, just humming the idea on your phone or whatever, and then later you go back and go through those voice notes. But it kind of starts with that, and then you work out what you want to do on the guitar, and then me and Stephen will make some like kind of rough demos and send them to the band, see what everyone thinks, and get a kind of rough structure of the song just by recording demos. And then to finish the songs off, we'll always go in as a band, the full band, and argue everything out. I mean, it's pretty hard for us to write a song. It's not an easy process because everyone's very opinionated and everyone fights for their opinion, so getting the five of us together in a room is a bit of a nightmare. But you need to suffer for your art, that's what they say. So, there's a lot of arguments when we're writing songs, but I guess that's what makes us sound the way we do, is those five different opinions and ideas. And then, I guess, Scott comes in with the vocals once all the music's done, pretty much. But he'll be writing lyrics the whole time, and if he's listening to demos, he'll start putting some ideas to those demos. But yeah, vocals are pretty much the last thing that gets done.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I would say that y'all are passionate.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, we're hungry. We want hungry for success, I guess.
Yeah. So how long were y'all in the recording studio for this album?
It was a weird process. It was kind of split over, I think, 8 months. So back in August last year, we were doing some shows during the summer. At the end of those, we went into the studio and recorded 5 songs. Because we only had 5 songs written at the moment, but it was important to us to keep the momentum going from the last album. And we didn't want to wait another 5 years to release an album. We knew we wanted it out in like less than 2. So we had to write on tour, basically. So we were just kind of writing as we were going on tour, and then recorded those 5 songs, and that gave us the option to have like a few singles ready to release even before we knew when the album was going to be released. So we put the first song out, End of All We Know, at the start of December last year. And then we went in and finished the rest of the album at the end of January, I think. But we were writing the whole time. We only had 5 songs in the summer of last year. And then between then and January, we had written and recorded the rest. So it was an unusual way to do it, like splitting it into like that. But I think it really worked because it allowed us to show that we were still working by releasing singles and promising people that something new is coming and you're not going to be waiting another 5 years for an album.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Well, and that's an interesting process on you all's end as well, because you're kind of able to go back and revisit a couple of things too, potentially, and make see if you still like it.
Yeah, I think Scott especially, he's very like, if he records an idea and he listens to it for too long, he hates it. So, but he was recording vocals right up until the day before we had to hand in the masters or the mixes, sorry. He was kind of glad that, oh yeah, it's done, like, we have to hand it in now, because yeah. I don't have to listen to it forever and like worry about changing it, so I didn't have time to change it. So, but I think we work quite well under that time pressure, and we needed that pressure to get it done, and we're all like super happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, well, I can understand that as well. You know, having a deadline definitely makes things more real and makes it to where it's like, I have to get this done.
Yeah, and to get it done well as well, like,
yeah.
I don't think that we rushed this album. Like, we did most of the writing, I think, in the 3 months leading up to the deadline. But it made it quite real for us. We knew the deadline was coming at the end of January.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Well, very cool. Well, so what are some of the current bands that you're listening to yourself, and what were you listening to on the road, you know? And so, and you know, we talked a little bit about some of the bands and your influences, and so what else out there is kind of getting you excited?
At the moment, I'm all about the new Biffy Clyro. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They're a Scottish band, but they're like, it's more kind of rock and pop rather than metal, but they definitely have like metal influences, but they're like a massive band over here. But they're about to release an album, and I'm all about their 3 singles I've got out at the moment. I'm really excited for that. But okay, as far as metal, I think Sleep Token has been someone I've been listening to quite a lot lately. They're kind of new UK band, but yeah, they're sick. They've done something really different, and look at the whole image going on, and like they've just done it. Everything right from the start. So I think we're going to see big things from Sleep Token. I know they've already been in the States already with issues, I think. Yeah, I'm looking forward to more from them. But I went through a big phase of listening to The Midnight, like synthwave. Like I couldn't stop listening to The Midnight. We all did. I mean, last summer, I think that's all we were listening to. Like, Stephen, our guitarist, he got really into them, and he'd hardly listened to anything else apart from The Midnight for a long time. when I'm in like writing mode, I definitely try to force myself to listen to more metal, and especially if I'm trying to write heavier songs. But right now, I'm not in writing mode. I'm fully out of writing mode because we're in it so heavy, kind of end of last year and beginning of this year. So yeah, I'm just listening to whatever right now, not necessarily metal. So.
Yeah, no, that's cool. One, you find inspiration from everywhere, you know, and then that's what I notice that with most musicians that really take music seriously, they're music lovers, you know, and so, and this is the genre that we really gravitate to, and it's what we want to play, and also, you know, I wind up listening to a little bit of everything. In quarantine, my girl just got me a Greatest Hits vinyl of Waylon Jennings the other day, And I was super stoked about that. And then she also got me one of the Eagles of Death Metal on vinyl that's been a little hard to find, you know. And then I'm also listening to Meshuggah and, you know, and a bunch of doom metal and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I totally can relate to that and being all over the place with stuff that, you know, chills you out and inspires you and motivates you, you know, and keeps you going.
Yeah, I mean, I like listening to a lot of stuff, but the one thing that really grabs me is metal, like, that I'm truly passionate about. But I love just listening to, like, anything around the house, like pop and kind of synth stuff, just anything you can just chill out to.
Awesome. So what are the plans right now? Because it's cool that you've been able to release a few singles here. The album's about to drop, so it's coming out tomorrow officially,
yep.
Which is exciting. So what are y'all gonna try to do any live streams or anything possibly?
We're actually doing one tomorrow for the release. We're doing like a kind of live commentary of the album. We're going to be like listening to it and taking a Q&A. So we're doing that tomorrow night.
Awesome.
We're going to celebrate the release, but yeah, we're going to have to get creative. I think it's forcing bands to get creative.
Yeah.
We're definitely looking into doing some sort of live performance at some point, but it's just difficult with the situation, but we're just going to play it by ear and see what happens.
Yeah, everyone's been scrambling up until right about now.
Yeah.
To where we're able to kind of start thinking about the future a little bit more. Well, what time is the album play tomorrow?
7 p.m. our time, so I guess maybe about 2 p.m. for you?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
So, where can that link be found?
On our Facebook page.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah,
I think the plan is we're going to record it and post it to YouTube afterwards. So if you missed it, you can go back and watch it on YouTube. But yeah, 7 p.m. Facebook tomorrow.
Very cool.
We're
looking
forward. We're gonna be getting a drink as well because we're gonna be celebrating. So
yeah, absolutely.
We're probably gonna be pretty wasted by the end of it.
Yeah, well, it's exciting and it's always a big deal to have an album release. So and y'all have something to celebrate. It's got a great sound to it.
Thanks, man. We've just been full steam ahead trying to get everything ready, like. I do all the kind of social media content and stuff, so getting all that together has just been stressful as well as working at the same time. So it'll be good to just have that release on Friday and celebrate and not have to work so hard. But I hope it all paid off and people will be digging it.
Yeah. What's the record company that it's being released on?
Century Media.
Okay, cool. How are you liking them as a rep?
Yeah, great. We've always had a good relationship with them. This is our third album, Ascension Media. So yeah, we have a good like personal relationship with them. They always come out. They're based in Germany, so anytime we're over there, they always come out to the shows and hang out, or we go to the offices and hang out. So yeah. Nothing to complain about.
Well, that's good. Yeah, well, I wasn't fishing for anything to complain about, but it's nice to hear, you know, bands getting represented properly, you know, and being happy with their label. And
yeah, I mean, it's no secret, we've had a lot of issues with other aspects of the music industry, like management and press and whatever, just over the last few years, but things are starting to look up and exciting things in the pipeline I can't talk about yet, but yes, it's looking good. Future's looking good for once.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah, well, new album release stuff. Yeah, stuff coming up that you can't talk about, and so yeah, we'll be on the lookout and keep checking out y'all's work.